Say, there might not be enough. It's not my fault. God responds. That's the part that is important to hear over and over and over again. God responds with grace and with love and with abundance. And a rainstorm comes. A rainstorm comes. Manna. Manna from heaven falls on the ground. So there's bread to eat. And we're told in the evening time, there are quails for meat. There is food. There is blessing. There is abundance for the Israelites. See, what the Israelites were doing is they were practicing what I'd call a theology of scarcity in the midst of their complaining. We don't have enough. There's nothing to eat. We were better off enslaved, they even say, in Egypt. Take us back. Take us back. There's not enough. See, this is where God comes in. This is where God comes in and says, there will be enough. And a rainstorm happens. Manna falls from heaven. Quails cover the ground. And the Israelites discover that this God who has led them out of Egypt through the Red Sea to be going to the Promised Land is a God who cares for and blesses God's people. So we gather in this first Sunday of October in a beautiful building. We gather and hear this story of God and the Israelites, of Moses and Aaron. And I wonder, do we recognize that we too are in a wilderness yet blessed by God? See, I think the temptation, perhaps for me, and I would suspect maybe for you, the temptation is for us to join with the Israelites and practice a theology of scarcity. Can you do your best complaining? Oh, there's a mortgage! Oh, no! There's staff and ministry and music and... No, we don't have enough! We can join with them, can't we? We can feel that. The temptation is to join with the Israelites in a practice of scarcity and forget who God is for us. And forget the blessings that God bestows upon us. See, much like God's promise to the Israelites was one of abundance, was one of rain coming down. Let's make it rain, right? Rain coming down in the form of manna. Quails to eat. God does the same thing here for you. Don't forget. Don't ever forget that God's love for you, God's concern for you, God's grace for you is given to you as a gift. It's given to you and it's yours. God's got you. And God will not ever let you go. It seems to me we can't help but respond to that. It seems to me we can't help but respond to that with thanksgiving and with hope and with faith. So I think we are called to make it rain. To make it rain with God's blessing. And I think it can start as a sprinkle. It can move into a little bit of a drizzle, but then moves into a downpour. So that the outpour of God's love and grace comes and happens through each one of you. So what does that look like? What does that look like when we think in terms of being good stewards of what God has entrusted to us? Well, I don't know your experience. I've met many of you just for the first time today. But I wanted to share with you what that looks like for me and for my family, the Derrick family. What it looks like is being prayerful. Between this week and next week, when you all will have an opportunity to talk about and I'm not having the right word. Offer your gifts next Sunday. You should pray. You should pray. You should be intentional. We talked about that during our adult forum this morning. You should be intentional. And lastly, you should make this a part of a faith statement about how God has bestowed great blessings upon each of us, and then we are grateful, thankful to respond in great ways. So how that happens for me? It happens by giving a portion, a part, a piece of the resources that God has entrusted to me and to my family. We give 10%. There's an Old Testament mandate isn't the right word, but a direction to give a tithe, 10% of what God has entrusted to you. We give 10% of what our income is to the work of the church through St. Philip and then through the work of the church in the Synod and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And then we give an additional 1% to other places, other ministries that have been a part of our lives or we feel called to. And you know what? I'm going to show you this view. I still eat. You know what? I still have a place to live. You know what? I still have a big screen TV. My point is, it's possible. It's good to give our thanks to God by sharing some of what God has given to us. So, this week, pray. This week, be intentional. And this week, make an act of faith as you come back next Sunday to share a part of what God has entrusted to you with the work of the church. See, I've only been here for about 4 hours, but there are great things reigning here. There is great ministry happening. That's what you give to mission and ministry that is taking shape, to a possibility that love grows deeper, faith grows deeper, and love grows wider. It's important. It's important, the work that the church does, the work that your community of faith does. So I want to invite you to share generously, to share purposefully, to share a part of what God has entrusted to you. So one more time, I think we should make it rain. Like there was manna raining from the sky, from the heavens in the wilderness. Are we ready? We can do this. Oh, that's just a little drizzle. It can do better than that. Let's go. Here we go. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. God's grace falling upon us. Okay, if you want to, stand up. I can make more noise up here than you can make there. Listen to the storm. Thank you. Perfect. You can be seated. Thank you. God has blessed the people of Bethel Lutheran Church. God has blessed you. Now may God's blessing be responded to with thanksgiving and with joy. Make it rain. Amen.